President Obama and the First Lady will attend a memorial service tomorrow for the 12 people who were killed in Monday's Washington Navy Yard massacre. As we've learned more this week about the shooter, Aaron Alexis, the image of a young mind suffering from mental illness is taking shape. And when the conversation again turns to gun violence, startling misperceptions about mental health in America are also being revealed. According to a recent Gallup poll, Americans believe mental illness is more of a culprit in gun violence than access to guns themselves, even as studies show that a majority of mentally ill patients are not violent. Ironically, during what could be a moment to have a very real conversation about the need to increase access to mental health care services and the stigmas that are associated with it, some are using this issue to talk gun safety but try to stay on the NRA's good side. And not surprisingly, many of these same people are doing everything they can to defund the Affordable Care Act, which would do more to provide access to mental health care services in America than ever before. According to a 2010 government study, about 40% of the 11.4 million adults with serious mental illness went untreated. And the top two reasons were inability to afford mental health care and the stigma of admitting psychiatric illness and seeking help. By recognizing that mental health and addiction should be treated like any other illness, we actually could begin to remove the stigma and the shame. But some in the media, they aren't in for that conversation.
Alan said we need to decrease the stigma around mental illness. The opposite is true. Certain forms of mental illness, I'm not talking depression or PTSD, but paranoid schizophrenia, we need to increase the stigma, which is to say we need to make it really clear this could become dangerous. We pretend like it's not dangerous. It is dangerous. I'll give you-